1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Detailed understanding. 1 John 1:9 highlights the promise of forgiveness and purification available to believers through confession of sins. It emphasizes God's faithfulness and justice in fulfilling his promise to forgive those who humbly acknowledge their wrongdoing. Confession is an essential aspect of the believer's relationship with God, leading to restoration and renewal of fellowship with him. Bible examples. Good example. One can be found in the story of the repentant tax collector in Luke 18:9-14. In this parable, Jesus contrasts the attitudes of a Pharisee and a tax collector who go to the temple to pray. The Pharisee boasts about his righteousness and looks down on others, while the tax collector stands at a distance, beats his chest, and cries out, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." The tax collector humbly confesses his sins before God, acknowledging his unworthiness and desperate need for mercy. Bad example. Judas Iscariot, after betraying Jesus, experienced remorse but failed to genuinely repent and seek forgiveness from God, ultimately leading to despair and death. Matthew 27:3-5. Detailed practical explanations. Practically, 1 John 1:9 underscores the importance of confession in the believer's spiritual journey. Confession involves acknowledging one's sins before God, expressing genuine remorse, and turning away from sinful behaviors. Through confession, believers experience the liberating power of God's forgiveness and purification, which restores their relationship with him and enables them to live in accordance with his will. Good examples of the verse. A positive example is seen in the prodigal son, who humbly confessed his sins and returned to his father, experiencing forgiveness and restoration of relationship. Luke 15:17-24. Bad examples of the verse. A negative example is seen in the Pharisees and religious leaders who refuse to acknowledge their sins and repent, despite Jesus' calls to humility and righteousness. Matthew 23:1-36. Conclusion. 1 John 1:9 offers a powerful reminder of God's grace and mercy available to believers through confession and repentance. By humbly confessing their sins, believers can experience the cleansing and renewal that comes from God's forgiveness. Confession fosters intimacy with God, restores fellowship with him, and enables believers to walk in righteousness and holiness. As such, confession is an essential component of the Christian life, facilitating continual growth and transformation in Christ.